okay, 6 Delta, Papa Zulu. What, you decide not to come back, Richard? I thought you had all the balls yesterday.
146-805,
and to be up. What's the PL?
Same PL.
What's that?
Same PL as this.
Got it.
Thank you. tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Hardly on the meter, but they heard me loud and clear, and I kind of
almost made out exactly what he was saying, but it was a very poor signal on my end.
Now, there were a couple of things that we still have to work on. We did separate antennas pretty substantially this year, but there was still some interference and some ground noises coming in there. But everything went really well, and it'll give us a chance to really go back over and figure out what else we could have done better. But it was great. I mean, I don't know the exact number. I think we had well over 100 people come down to visit and participate. A couple of politicians, but, you know, nice people that have been coming down, you know, previously. But it was good. It was really good. I'm just exhausted. I didn't get much sleep over the two nights there, but yeah, it is what it is, but it was fine.
Well, if you stayed over, you weren't going to get much sleep. Was the weather cooperative by and large, and how about the mosquitoes?
I didn't notice the mosquitoes. There were a few bugs that landed on me every once in a while that was of some concern. And we do keep cans of off around, and that did actually help. But it was kind of interesting because we started setting up Friday night, and it was warm enough to be in shorts and a short-sleeved shirt. And then by Friday night, it started to cool down, so I put on sweatpants and sweatshirt, which I had to keep on most of the day Saturday. It was only until late in the day on Saturday that I actually took off the sweat and got back into shorts. So that was kind of surprising. And it was cool. It was pretty cool on Saturday.
It was cool around my area as well. They had a blanket on. Anyway, you got to with the weather, you got to play it by ear and go day by day. Otherwise, you'll be mistaken if you think it's going to be warm and it isn't.
Yeah, I was saying on Saturday, whatever happened to summer? Because it was really, it's just not summer weather. Even today is on the cool side. So I don't know. Eventually, it's kind of cunnier, but and of course, Rock Corps works out better anyway. We set up the big tent, 10 by 20. We set that up as a safe shelter in case of rain. So it's well secured and it's well waterproofed. We put a second, besides the regular cover, we put a tarp over it to make sure that no water can come in. But for the most part, you're sealing it up. And, you know, there's some openings, but you're sealing it up. So under there, it could be pretty warm and humid. And yesterday afternoon, as we were, well, actually from morning till closing, was actually pretty hot. So it slowed us down a little bit. We could have taken down, on a cooler day, we would have taken down the tents a little bit earlier. But we waited until it had actually ended, so that people would not be operating in the sun.
That's a good size tent. I remember I was there one time with George Gluck. He used to wear many hats. Remember his saying? I was watching him putting up antennas, and I said, boy, this looks complicated to me. He says, oh, you'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, I remember with George, because I actually cite him every once in a while. When he would say to you, now please don't misunderstand me, he knew you were going to get lambasted for something, you know? He'd done something that he thought was stupid, but he was going to let you know in a very kind way.
He was a character. He always knew someone that I know. Do you know so-and-so? What a nice man he is. A real gentleman, he'd tell me.
Yeah, he was a good guy. You know, very active, obviously, loved ham radio. I mean, that's the shame of it, you know, that you have people like George and Lou and Norm and others who were dedicated to it and really worked to get others really interested in the hobby and take an active role in the hobby. You know, why join a hobby if you're not going to learn from it? But they're all gone.
Okay, and we leave it at Sid and Jay as well, that whole group.
Yeah, I mean, that's all too. You know, I found out with Sid, if you wanted an explanation of something that you would understand, he was really, really good at that. So, Jay was a pip. He was a lot of fun.
Call it my shock in the basement in my corner. I have a picture he took of me at Winter to Hamfest. He used to like to take pictures of people and print them up and give them out. So that's a nice to remember it to him. And then, of course, I have remembrance from Lou who gave me a power supply. So I have all these memories tucked in the back of my brain.
And particularly for the guys that have been in the club for 40 years, you really have had a lot of people pass through that have been really outstanding. But we really had a good crew yesterday. You know, I wrote a quick note up on the website just to say that the fact that we had, I think we probably had 25 people help us clean up the facility and load the truck. And that just makes it so easy for those of us particularly that have been there for 24 hours or more. So it was great. I said it was really one of the best. Yeah, I can say one of the best. That's a silly term. It was the best one that I've attended. This is K2KND.
Well, when you have a lot of help, it makes it that much easier. Then there was one time I was there. There was a fellow that was doing the cooking, and I was helping them out. So that was interesting. They made up some good food. It was fun.
Yeah, we have someone that does some cooking for us. Tom, KD2ESW, and he just does a great job. So we ended up yesterday with a little barbecue of hamburgers and chicken and frankfurters and salad fixings and things like that. It was really good, very good.
I don't want to, I can't remember his name, but I went to his house. But the Deep Boys used to be on the radio. We don't see too often at the club. He's retired now. I went to his house, and I bought a Kenwood 570 DG, the same one that he has. And it was on News 12. You know who I was talking about? It was a little clip about Field Day.
Yeah, actually, I have News 12. I forgot to put it on. Generally, you'll get an interview there from Gizbark, but I think they also might have been at the Boiled Owls, who are operating out of, I forget the name. I can't pronounce the name. It's the one that's up in Lloyd Harbor. There's a park up there. They were operating out of there. But it's good. Whatever the coverage is, it doesn't matter the club or the person, just getting across to people that this is what average radio operators do.
And to that, you say, Bobby, almost home. He's a contest guy, and I can't think of his name, and he's in the Boiled House.
Yeah, Mel. Mel was interviewed.
That's who it is.
Yeah, someone had mentioned that to me last night, that he was on the air as well. He's got a great speaking voice, Mel. He was on his public relations, I think, for WCBS and then in one of the hospitals.
That's correct. And it appeared that their operating stations were inside in a building. So I was trying to explain it to my wife. I said it's an exercise, and some of the clubs are inside and some of them are outside. I said Limelight is outside, but they do have tents.
Yeah, that's the interesting part of it. One of the things that I also mentioned, or I do mention in general to people, the odds of amateur radio operators ever having to show up at a Rosemary Kennedy Bosse Center in an emergency to do something in the national interest, the odds of that happening are really slim. The skills that you learn can be applied to any particular location. So it could be your home, it could be a library building. You know, if there is some emergency where a nationwide amateur radio response is necessary, you'll find a place to go and you'll do it. But So being inside and using their resources or being outside, you know, again, it doesn't matter. It's just the skills and the safety that come across.
And operating without AC power, you have to have your own generators or batteries or something.
Yeah, and again, that's part of what we do. We do use solar power. I'm just trying to think, as I was saying that, I'm wondering whether we got our solar power, our solar contacts in there. I'm not sure. But, you know, we send out messages through amateur radio, WinLink, and others that get sent to a cell phone, so you have a potential even from a pure RF site to send out an email message to someone, again, if it's an emergency. Of course, we use the generators. And again, who knows? You know, it's like this is Nassau County. What crisis would befall us that would require such an emergency response? But that's not the same case in other areas. I'm sure including areas like California where the fires are taking such a devastation again.
Whenever I have a conversation with someone not familiar with ham radio, I mentioned about 9/11 and the operators that came out and no cell phones and no landlines and so on. All right, where am I going to park now? My wife is in the driveway. I park across the street. So I saw something written up in July QST about a bill I hope gets passed about HOA rules. They would have to accommodate some reasonable antenna. That may affect me down the road, so I hope that one passed. Did you read that?
Yeah, well, we've kind of been involved with it for some period of time, but in the last session of Congress, it was a senator from Florida that was putting a kibosh on it because he didn't want all of his HOAs down there to be, all the condo associations and co-op associations to be affected. So I don't know if they've gotten past to that point of it. But, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it makes sense. But you can understand if you're in a beautiful gated community, you don't want a tower sticking up above, you know, the building line. On the other hand, they have such nice arrangements with, like, flagpoles that become or double as a vertical antenna. You know, why not? Why not accommodate them? So it's interesting. Yeah, I think for a lot of people it's very important that that does eventually pass.
Well, I'm hoping it goes through. I'm thinking of a wire maybe by me. We'll have to see. And then maybe a battery, and then I would qualify for emergency service if the situation would arise. All right, I got to bring in groceries. I got them in the trunk. Rest up, Richie. I'm sure you got to rest up and recuperate. It's a long weekend. I'll catch you later on the InfoNet. So 7-3 for now. K2KMB and 2ZUC.
All right, Ryan. Very good. And have a great day. Talk to you later. And 2ZUC, K2KMB.
This is N2MB.
Okay, Barry, this is clear. N2EO. I don't know why you heard me, but you dropped out in and out and felt.
I don't know why, because it's not a cheap phone. It's a very good phone, and I have wonderful service. I'm getting a full signal, So I don't get it. I don't get it. Whatever. I don't care. Cell phones are a pain in the ass, Richie. That's what it is.
I don't share an opinion. I use the cell phone only. Anyway, be that as it may, the reason I call Howard and you, I need you to come over here and fix the wheelchair because you were going back to South Carolina in a few days, my understanding. And I'd like you to pick up some cigarettes for me. I'm very nervous right now. I don't have any. If you could you guys maybe, we'll talk to Howard. Maybe you go to the Indian Reservation, you get a bag of 200 for, I think it's about $18.
Cheap. Okay, Richie. You know why I'm not coming out today, right? I'm going to come out when I have, you know what, I'm not going to discuss it on Limelock, and then I'll bring you 200 cigarettes. With Howie, I don't have a car, so I have to go with him. You know the rules, Richie. I'm not leaving for South Carolina for weeks, a couple of weeks, so get over it.
Not to get nasty, I was under the impression you were going back in a few days, so don't worry.
Richie, you're in panic mode because you don't have cigarettes. I told you, calm down.
You're right. I can't get hold of any on my phone. I think I just got something like a message. I'll check later. But I am very upset. And you know what I get to live on? Nothing.
Richie, if cigarettes were my biggest problem, that would be a blessing. You know that.
That's not what I'm saying. I get nothing to live on if my bills are paid. It's crazy. I'm locked into this. What I want to do, I'm trying to do it with the real estate guy, is get this house sold, buy a house upstate, and I have the difference, which will be quite a bit of money.
We'll discuss that on the phone. I don't want to discuss that on poor Limelock. They don't want to hear it, all right? We'll discuss it on the phone. I already told you how you could do it. You don't listen to me. You could do it today.
Howie, what do you repeat, please? And you got a little noisy. Why? I hear you, but you got noisy.
No idea, Richie. My signal to Limelock is stupendously strong, so I can't imagine.
Okay, repeat what you said before.
We'll talk about it on the phone. That's what I said before. This is not a discussion for Limelock. And I already told you how you could do this. How you could get a loan. You could buy the house. You could have done that already.
The little one slipped through my hands. I didn't know. Anyway, I got a loan officer was calling me back. I was busy. He's calling me back at 2 o'clock. So that's the start.
Okay, that's good. And I tell us, don't panic. There's going to be dozens of houses. In that area, they can't give them away. So don't worry about it.
I know there are a lot up there between 50,000 and 100,000. Very nice. The problem is, I don't know why, a lot of them only have one bathroom or one and a half bathrooms. Two bedrooms, not three. So not what I'm looking for, but I'll find it.
I don't know if anybody that could sit on two toilets at one time. You only need one bathroom. But that's another subject for another day.
The one I was looking at had two baths, three bedrooms, which is exactly what I wanted. And it was in the woods. So I'm very sorry, but it got sold. But that's the way the milk spills. You know, I'll find something else.
Those prices, yeah, it'll sell. And when any other house comes down to that price, it'll sell fast. Otherwise, it won't sell, you know.
And it was a foreclosure. When it's a foreclosure, The bank up there owns it. So it could be bad, it could be good. But if I get a loan, like what we discussed, you know?
Right, but I don't want to discuss it online, Mark. I think their eyes are going to roll back in their heads if you do it.
No, I'm not. That's why I stopped. But I love the area because you have Binghamton University up there. It's a combination. You could be in the woods or you could be in town. It's a great place. At least I've pinned down a good area. Before that, I didn't know where I wanted to go.
Okay, I'll call you back in a minute. Sidney wants to say something to me. I'll call you right back. It's his N2MB.
Okay, Barry. I'll stand by. N2BO.
KD2OQO, listening.
Again, Barry, you dropped out.
I want to try the other repeater. Remember we were discussing another repeater? I'll meet you on that one, okay?
Okay, you have it in there, fine. N2MB, N2BL, catch you then.
Beautiful outside today. It's good that I have no work tomorrow, and turns out I was called to Riverhead to do some volunteer work at the museum, so sure, why not?
Which museum is Riverhead, just out of curiosity?
I was called to report to the Railroad Museum of Long Island in Riverhead by my boss.
By your boss? Is this related to a paid job? Is there a boss affiliated with volunteering with the museum? And is number 35 still there?
Yes, I'm doing volunteer work there. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, not sure what else I could say.
I asked, maybe in here, is number 35 still there? And if you don't know what I mean, ask.
I believe so.
You believe so? We're talking about 100 tons of metal. That's a heart that sunk in the corner. Forget about it.
No, I know exactly what you meant there. Yeah, I do believe we still have it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that place, but I am very familiar with such things as the Long Island Railroad or Penn State G5 type locomotives and all that.
Ah, preserving history. That's what I like.
I have given serious thought to volunteering at the American Air Power Museum in Farmingdale. Are you familiar with that one?
If it's something you're interested in, go for it. For me, something that's going on with me right now, I'm still trying to work hard in the extra.
Absolutely, absolutely. I assume you have the ARRL or W5YI study guide?
I believe so, yes. I usually use hamstudy.org and QRZ, and I also have an app on my phone that highlights the correct answers. Helps me out a lot with my tech.
You mentioned the tech in the expert, no mention in the general. Do you have one, or is that in the works also?
I couldn't hear you there. Could you repeat that? KD2OGB Mobile Patchog.
You mentioned it helped you with your tech, and you said you're going for your extra. No mention of the general. Where do you stand with that one?
Oh, yes, that helped me out a lot with the general. I only missed one. I pretty much had it locked down no matter what. I just kept on studying.
All right, well, good luck with it, because whatever it's worth, I'm with a group that gives DE exams on Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m. at Bethpage.
Absolutely. Gonna switch over to Middle Island, see if maybe anyone's roaming around there before I go into work. It was good talking to you. KD2OGB Mobile QSY 14682.
Perfect timing. I have arrived, and I have to sign anyway. You have a very good day, and have a good day at work. WB2, DAV, Mobile. Clear.
KD2OQO,
with me. OQO, this is WB2EAV. I have to run, but if you need anything.
We just wanted to say hello.
Why, then, hello there. Okay, WB2EAV gone.
KD2ODL, what is that?
Here is
Mobile, listening.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Sounds like Rich, am I correct?
Yeah, but I have a, it's funny, my voice is down, you know, where I'd like it to be. I was running contacts on sidebands, so I was using my voice a lot on, I guess, Saturday night I was doing most of it. Yesterday morning. But, you know, that tremendous activity seems to have cleared up something temporarily.
Well, I don't know. It sounded like you're saying it's a problem, but then you're saying it sounded like it solved an existing problem. Which one is it?
So I have an existing problem of, I don't know, some coating on my vocal cords, some inability of the vocal cords to operate properly, but I'm just saying that an hour or two or three of constantly calling and talking seems to have shaken something loose, but it's usually temporary. My voice is down at a very good level right now. I can almost guarantee you it won't be that way by Wednesday or Thursday. Anyway, how you doing? I know Jim stopped by, but he stopped by your place, but I think you had left just before he got there.
Yeah, I wasn't there when he stopped by. I found out when I came back. No big deal. I'll probably be seeing him on Sunday morning, July 8th, as I recall.
Yes. You know, obviously that's Mike's meeting, but everybody, all the officials will be there. What time do you guys have to leave the park? I wasn't sure of that.
You mean on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much, I guess, any night. I mean, they wouldn't let you stay overnight, is that correct?
That is correct. I believe it's 9 p.m. I've never been there at closing time, but I believe it's 9 p.m. And that's fine with everybody. We're there low-key. Nobody's there, you know, really with that proverbial fire in the belly to rack up the points and all that. And, you know, none of them have the impetuous of youth anymore. So it's just fine going home and sleeping in your own bed.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. And then your antennas are pretty close to the building, right? So you're not like out on the ball field or anything where it would cause a problem. But I wonder if they'd let you stay overnight if you wanted to stay in a tent. Well, that would be no good. You know, like we bring porta potties to the site, you wouldn't have that opportunity. Although you could run down to my house, you know.
Rich, I appreciate your generosity, but it would be a bit much. No, it works out fine. Everybody's happy with it. Everybody goes for a good time. There's no pressure to rack up the scores. It's just an excuse to get out and have fun. And the way we work it is we run antennas up in the trees. And we run the coaxes through the doors. And when they shut down for the night, they unscrew the antenna cables from the rigs, take the rigs with them, and leave the antenna cables outside so they can lock the doors.
In this case, you can't be. Yeah, that makes sense. So I understand that. No, even with us, Ed, we don't, we try to get the best balance between a social event and a, almost a contest event. And, you know, that's why some contests don't come to Weimark, whatever, but, you know, we really have a good balance there. What did happen, though, we had a couple of guys who really took such an interest, they just wanted to really run the stations, which is good practice for them, and, you know, obviously gets our numbers up, but it's what they wanted to do, not what, you know, what we forced them to do. So it was pretty interesting. I myself, normally I don't get a lot of time to operate because I'm busy doing other things down there. But it was interesting that I myself got on there. I think I had 100 contacts, but it was early yesterday morning, maybe starting 4 o'clock. till about 6:30 or so.
Well, I guess you have found that screaming does have a therapeutic value, at least on your throat. And doing it in the wee hours makes it so much better. Screaming into a microphone in the middle of the night just makes it so much better. But no, you know, you got to realize, the Grumman Group, we get a very, very small turnout, and I'm like one of the youngest ones, so it's not like, you know, we have the fire and impetuous of youth present.
Teach you candy. Yeah, it is interesting. I think Wantaw Club has the same problem, just the age. But we had some really good younger people come down, and, you know, hopefully that's the future for us there. But, no, it was definitely good. We had a good weekend. And fortunately, the rain, because this is such a crazy anticipation of a weekend. You know, originally thunderstorms from, and, you know, I understand it's thunderstorms from the general area. You may or may not got hit. But we went in anticipation of not even being able to set up Saturday morning. That's why we spent so much time Friday night getting as much done as we possibly could. But, well, what a crazy thing. Anyway, where are you off to now? Because you were a little bit weak in the last transmission.
I don't understand that I'm blocked from home. I had dental appointments. I stopped off at Home Depot, and now I am just about home. But no, I wanted to say that, yeah, the Grumman Radio Club has a problem. People still think you have to be a Grumman employee. However, for all intents and purposes, there no longer are any Grumman employees. So, you know, it's kind of neither fish nor fowl stuck in limbo. So I just consider myself a caretaker rather than, you know, coming up with all kinds of aggressive, brilliant ideas.
Well, you can always change the name of your group, get a younger group in there, whatever. Because eventually, I assume something like that, you know, you'll either fade in into the dust as a club or somebody will revitalize it, perhaps under a different name.
Why, what would I offer younger people that Limark and Great South Bay can't do 100 times better?
You know, you take an area of specialization. You're all engineers. Make it a experimental club. Do some electronics experimentation. I mean, I don't know the answer to that, Ed, but right now it's Grumman. You have a choice. You can keep it alive as the Grumman Club, and even though you're not associated, even though Grumman, for this sake and purpose, doesn't exist, keep the name alive as the history of aviation on Long Island.
Well, you're more than welcome to do it, because nobody else has any interest.
Yeah, well, what I am thinking about is something like perhaps getting you to associate with the Cradle of Aviation. Maybe we can find a home for your repeater up there or something, and work along those lines.
With a different crew, that would be interesting. These guys have zero interest in doing that. Meanwhile, I'm parked in front of the house. I gotta run. You enjoy. Always a pleasure. K2KNB, this is WB2EAB, clear after the ending final.
All right, very good, Ed. Looks like a great day outside. I'm going to go outside now and do some cleaning up, maybe taking some sun, maybe jump in the pool even, although I think it's cool again. All right, have a good one, Ed. Good talking to you. WB2EAB, K2KNB.
You enjoy.
System. N2MB.
Yeah, I'll be outside for a minute. I want to put the garbage out for the garbage room. I'll be right back in 2 MB.
Okay, Barry, I'll stand by. Back, Barry. And 2 MB and 2 EF.
I just came in. Just walked to the door. In 2 EO and 2 MB.
Okay, Barry. When my check comes in, I want to get a carton of cigarettes. You know what annoyed me a couple of times? They would only sell it. They said they can't sell it to my aide. You met him, Pierre. Very nice guy. So I went down there with him, and I told him, you're just being racist. So they denied it. I said, well, Keith's got my debit card. You don't know the difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it. I'm very angry.
I don't know the rules. They won't sell them to your aide. I'm not sure why they won't sell them. I have no idea. But he's old enough to buy cigarettes. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. They couldn't give me a good answer. When I went down there, I spoke to the manager. He didn't give me an answer. I said, listen, he's black, he's got my card, you want to sell it to him, period. End of story. He didn't have anything to say to me.
That thing has nothing to do with it. It's the fact that it's not his debit card. That's the reason why. I just figured out what's going on. Okay, so you sent him down there with your debit card. But he can't sign his signature on your debit card. He's not allowed to. That's stealing.
He goes down there for me on my behalf all the time. I forgot to tell you, they said they sell him 5 packs. Not a carton. Why?
I don't know, they shouldn't even do that. I have no idea. I can't imagine this. Yeah, I don't know. They sell them 1 pack, that's the same thing as selling them 20 packs. I don't get it. All right, whatever. It has nothing to do with his race, I'm sure. It has nothing to do with it. They just don't want to get into trouble. For some reason, they don't think they will if they sell him 5 packs. I have no idea. And I don't smoke, so I don't know the rules.
I don't know either. It's just curious to me. I think it's an insult to him. I don't know. But anyway, on a more nice topic, when you started getting a ham license, I remember before you could have a general, am I correct, you had to have a novice for 1 year?
I don't think so. I think that's an old rule. I don't think that's true anymore, no. I think you could just go down there and get an extra if you want.
But 19, I believe in the mid-60s, that was the rule.
Gee, the 60s are gone. You know how many years ago that was? Forget it.
That's all I'm asking. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I have some vague remembrance of it. Yes, I do remember it vaguely. But I don't know if you had to have the novice for some period of time. I don't remember. But I do remember something about a novice license and a general class license. It's been so long, I've had an extra class so long, I don't know.
I know, me too. But I was thinking about something last night or the other day. I don't know why. I seem to remember that. It was required to have a novice license. You could have a tech, but you couldn't have a general unless you spent a year as a novice. That's what I remember. By the way, did you ever have a popular book called So You Want to Be a Ham?
Actually, yes, I did have that book. I do remember it.
As I know the fella, his last name, it was a Jewish name. I met him, another fella who passed away in Whitestone. The woman there was a ham also. And, the two of them got married. Milton Schwartz or something?
You're not talking about Finkelman, are you?
Say again?
Not talking about Finkelman.
Oh, the guy who wrote the book, So You Want to Be a Ham, got married to a lady whose husband passed away in Whitestone. I knew them all very well. That's a feather in my cap because it was a very, very popular book. I don't know if it's still in print. Probably not.
I don't know, but I do remember the book, but I don't remember the guy. I never met him. Don't know. I told you, Finkelman and I are an interesting story. I was the last test Finkelman ever gave. After he gave me the test, Finkelman and I went downstairs and we ate something. I remember there was a restaurant down there, and he went, and he actually treated me. And he sighed and said, that was it. He's going home. He's never going to give another test again. I was the last person Finkelman ever gave a test to. That's an honor.
As it is, you told me that before. Absolutely, Barry. So, anyway, good or bad, the hobby has really changed. When you and I got into this hobby, you didn't have to, but most people would buy a receiver and put together a transmitter. Now, everything is bought. The test is very simple compared to what we took, and nobody builds anything.
Gee, you know me already. I have zero sense of nostalgia. I don't care. But I do remember the tests were definitely more complicated. But ham radio was meant more then. Now I don't even know why they give a test anymore. I don't understand it because they stopped. They said they were going to give it up. And then the ARL and some other organizations said they'll pick it up, they'll give the test. Otherwise, it wouldn't be anything.
Oh, I realize that, Barry, absolutely. But the FCC did not want to do it anymore. I think they should have been taken to task, but whatever. I thought maybe the ARRL should have filed the class action suit. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think it matters. The FCC isn't God, you know, and they shouldn't do that. They should leave it the way it is. It's just fine. Amateur radio is going downhill not because of that, Richie. It's going downhill because nobody cares about ham radio anymore. Nobody knows the difference between the internet and ham radio. It's another time and another place, and don't get stuck in the past. What can I tell you?
I know. N2MB and 2EO. Well, that's true. Ham radio is not glamorous anymore. People don't care. By the way, you know, we supposedly have how many more thousands of people? But the attrition rate is high. People I've seen get into this hobby, they're in it for a year, and they're gone. I know people who've done that right here on this repeater. Enthusiastic at first, and then they go away. You know? I don't know why.
Because ham radio isn't what it used to be, that's why. You know, it's something else now. Can't worry about it, Richie. Ham radio is not ham radio of 1950. Never coming back, you know. Gotta forget it. And the new people coming in, it's just a curiosity to them. They don't take it seriously, and I don't know why they should. Kids today can't understand what you're doing. They have so many other things that they can do, including the internet. They don't know what it's all about, you know, and I understand that. That makes sense to me.
As I know, the internet is dragging them away. Even the ones that get in here,